Super excited to be joined now by Melissa Conyers-Irvin, the Chicago City Treasurer. And Treasurer, thanks for hopping on Your Money Matters with us this evening.
Hi, good evening, John. Thanks so much for having me.
It's always great to chat with you. I have a really dumb question at first, but I feel like the best way we can connect with our elected officials is to find out exactly what their jobs really are. What does the City Treasurer, in not too much time, what is your job? What do you do for our city?
So mainly, I would say the priority for my job would be to make certain that I'm the custodian of taxpayers' money and that I invest taxpayers' money to make more money. That's the simplest way. So when we speak about investment, we speak about the taxpayers pay money in whatever form that is. And guess what? When it comes to taxes and things such as that, I don't set how money is raised. Obviously, that comes from city council, mayor, et cetera. But once that is chosen, how money is being received by residents, once the money is received, now it is within my custodialship, and then I, in turn, will invest the money to make more money.
Right.
So that's the great part. I'm here to help residents. And
right.
That's number one. But what I stated to my staff when I came into office 3 years ago, and as you know, John, I was elected into the office, and typically this was a role that was appointed first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't appointed. I was elected by the people, and I told my team, we're truly going to be representatives of the people. And so for me, and I hope residents have seen this, I have really focused on financial empowerment because we have these great relationships within the treasurer's office with investing money. But at the end of the day, if we're not changing lives and leveraging the relationships we have with investment firms, with banks, if we're not leveraging those relationships and changing lives, what does all of this really matter?
So you have a financial empowerment summit, which I absolutely love because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the dreams to create something, that have the skills to do it, but may not have the education on the finances side of things. I mean, I think all of us could say that we didn't get as good a financial education as maybe we should have. So tell us about the details of the summit.
Absolutely. Talking about financial empowerment, as I mentioned to you, what has been my mission as Chicago Treasurer, I think about this summit that we have coming up September 30th, October 1st. And I tell you, John, I couldn't be more proud to be able to provide this weekend to residents. And by the way, it is a weekend of Friday, starting with Financial Services Career Fair. And then Saturday, their huge Financial Empowerment Summit. Both events taking place at UIC Forum. And it's free. Free parking, free admission. So we don't want any barriers. We know that too many Chicagoans, and particularly black and brown communities, but really Chicagoans in general, lack access to the financial literacy tools that they need to not only help save money, but we want to talk about planning for the future.
Is this for
to talk about?
Yeah. Okay. Is this for personal finance? Is it for new businesses or
great
both?
Great question. Both. We want to help residents and small business owners, those that desire to be a small business owner and those that are small business owners and need tips. And let me tell you how this applies to all. We're going to be having a number. So I spoke about Friday, the career fair, but on Saturday at the Financial Empowerment Summit, we're going to have those that can share their success stories. We're going to have business owners, entrepreneurs, these celebrities that we have seen, Damon John from ABC Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Bill Rancic, the first Apprentice winner. We'll also have hip-hop mogul MC Light. Those are
awesome.
Some of the highlights, yeah, for the weekend, in which we're going to bring them in, and residents were here, residents and business owners, we're here firsthand, successes to building a business. We're going to talk about money management. We're going to talk about access to capital. But we'll also talk about keys to home ownership. We're going to have workshops that weekend. And so there's going to be so many things that applies to both residents and small business owners to be able to grab hold for free.
Right.
At UIC Forum. And let me say this, by the way.
Please.
ChicagoCityTreasurer.com is the website to find more information, to get the schedule, and to register.
I love how the treasurer just does everything for me. She knows how to tag out. She knows how to guide people where to go. And I like listening. I wanted to ask, treasurer, is I know the folks over at Boxville pretty well, having done a couple stories and stuff with them. And they've really opened my eyes, and I think a lot of people's eyes, to the idea of keeping dollars within communities by creating ownership within communities, specifically black and brown communities. The idea that a white dollar will stay in a white, predominantly white community, I should say, for 60 days. And I might be a little off on these numbers, but in a black community, often 6 minutes. Is that something you are preaching in the treasurer's office, too, to try and keep communities and build them ground up on these dollars?
So there was a 2022 study that found that black Americans had 1/6 of the wealth of white Americans, really on average. Also, there was a study in 2021, and I talk about this a lot, that found that every dollar that a typical white household has, a black one has 12 cents and Latino has 21 cents. And really, this really translates to real implications. And so when I think about, and to your point, John, when I think about kids in underserved communities who are going to college, unfortunately taking out bigger loans, unfortunately getting in greater debt, this is why, for me, as treasurer, I wanted to make certain that, you know, we come across organizations that are always speaking, when we ask them about diversity, their response is, well, you know, we really can't find diverse talent. Well, guess what, John? I'm going to take that excuse out of their mouth and out of their mouths, and we're going to make certain that we bring the diverse talent to them.
For sure.
That's number one. So we're doing that Friday. But then Saturday, when we talk about empowerment and we talk about small business owners, when I think about the statement you made, I think about small business owners being the backbone of our communities. They hire from the community. They invest in the community. That is the greatest way. When we talk about economic development, we have to not only save small business owners, but we have to create small business owners.
Right.
And so we'll have the financial institutions there. I spoke about Damon John and Bill Rancic and MC Light and different celebrities we'll have there on Saturday. But also, more importantly, we'll have the banks there.
I was going to say, you got to have the decision makers there, too.
Come on.
And start that networking. Yeah, you got BMO, you got First American, Fifth Third, a lot of folks that we work with, too. Treasurer, I wish we could go on and talk about this for a long time. I think that the last point I'll make, and then we got to let you go, is the idea that those statistics, even if you're sitting and listening and you're a white person and you say, well, okay, those dollars, I benefit from that, and maybe that's privilege, whatever it is, I work for that. It even if you're not, we all are in this together, and giving ownership and more dollars and more ownership of those dollars to all communities helps all of us rise. And I think that's an important distinction to make, that it matters to all of us whether we're the affected community or not. Treasurer, I'm sorry, we are out of time. We'll have you on again, okay?
Thank you so much, John. Take care.
ChicagoCityTreasurer.com. And again, it's on Friday, September 30th, and Saturday, October 1st, coming on up.